You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If I passed away, would you think that you would see yourself marrying somebody? I know we've briefly had this conversation. I'm having deja vu. That was also a widower or divorced. Like, I think I'd have a really hard time remarrying somebody that has an ex. Like, I have to be like, listen, your spouse has to be dead as well.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
We work together.
Yep, we are together.
If I died.
Okay.
If I was dead.
Yeah, if you were no longer with us.
Yes.
And what about you, if we just divorced?
No. Yeah, sure.
Like, why do you have to die in this story?
I don't know. Just so that it's like fully, like, I'm not even an option.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm dead. You're okay. Widowed. You're dating.
You're gone.
And
or you're just a total see you next Tuesday and I never want to see your face.
Okay,
again.
Let me tell okay. This.
I like that you're still alive.
So I passed away. You're yeah. A widower. All right. And you met this girl and she also has kids and she's incredible. She's like super beautiful, really funny, successful. But when she goes down on you, she likes to nibble your dick. Would you be like, I'm out? And if you're like, I don't like that. And she'd be like, sorry, I have to do it. Would you be like, I can't get on board with this? Like every time she was just like,
I need to know more.
I don't know why
I need to know more about this because like.
Well, you just talked about nibbling dick and I'm like, I don't know when like, and like, are you nibbling?
So everything's perfect about her except she nibbles on my dick.
Like a piece of corn.
Well, again, this is something that there are a lot of guys in this world that like a little bit of a crunch.
I have literally never heard that.
Oh yes.
Never been like, do you want me to?
There's some guys that like, because there's a technique, there's the scraping technique of the teeth, right? Now, I am not a scraper of, I do not enjoy the scraped dick. Mm. I do not enjoy the nibble on the dick. These are two things that
is
worry me.
Is it just
me.
Too sensitive or you feel like it's going to be like a chomp down?
Well, the scraping hurts.
Yeah.
And the nibble, it's not like when you bite into something, you don't know what it feels like to be bitten into, right? And so... when I'm trusting someone to bite just the appropriate amount of bite, I'm putting not my life, because let's not be dramatic. I'm putting my penis at risk every single time. And there's no way for them to know which is too much is too much. So,
okay, but
that's a fear of mine.
I need to be explained. If one were to be a nibbler,
yeah,
where are you nibbling? Are you like on the end or are you like on the side? Are you...
I think it's like
I've never heard of that. Like, well, there's
the scraper. The scraper is the front
teeth. That's not the nibbler.
I think the nibbler is like a cruncher. I think they bring them to the back teeth.
What?
Yeah.
When I think of nibble, I think of like.
Either way, to answer your question, if this person was a 9.5 and the only half was that she nibbled on my dick.
Yes.
Could I just choose not to have a blowjob?
No, she was like, I need to do the nibble.
That is her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I could just get used to the nibble.
All right. Fair enough. And then my other question is, if we were divorced and we were in good standing, would you call me and be like, yo, this girl's a nibbler? And I'd be like, what the fuck? Would you tell me?
I don't imagine a world that we're divorced and in good standing.
Yeah.
Enough for me to share that.
I don't think so either.
That Captain Cheese nibbler was on my dick last
night.
Yeah,
I would. I'd be like, I don't want to hear this.
No. Do you remember when we were? Do you remember when we were not dating, but dating? Because
So our whole life.
Yeah, not our whole life. We've been significant partners since 2010. That's been a long time. It's 24 years of us dating.
What?
14 years of us dating. Yeah, fine, just for forever. It's 14 years of us dating. I'm like, officially.
Where have you
been? From 2008 to 2010, that period of time where we were together but never really together and you had boyfriends in between.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the one night sitting at my parents' kitchen table where we talked about sex with other people, like openly, just had like a normal conversation about like, yes, you remember.
In 2010?
No, up in like from 2018 to 2010, there's a period of time in between there where
for 8 years, we just, from 2018, that's why you're really fucking me up here.
So 2008 to 2010.
Okay.
That 2 year period of time when we were on again, off again, but never actually on again.
Right.
We were just hanging out.
Yeah. I don't remember talking about this.
You don't?
No.
I remember sitting down and you went through your previous boyfriends and you know
what they were
good at and what they weren't good at and like One Pump Charlie as an example, like things like that. You remember?
I remember having these conversations because I've told you about my past sex life and like I know that there's like I've shared stories of like not the greatest sex, but I don't remember it being at your kitchen table.
It was sitting at my parents' kitchen table late at night. No. We were playing like Crazy Eights or some card game.
This is vaguely familiar, and but then, your memory's so stupid good.
Yeah, and then we had this like long conversation about like your experiences, my experiences, like your recent experiences, my recent experiences. And it was so, now that we're married with kids, I just remember thinking, well, now I remember, I'm thinking, what a strange conversation to have with someone who you ended up marrying.
Well, yes and no, because yesterday you asked me, it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday you were like, hey, real quick. Out of all your exes, this is such a weird thing to ask. If out of all your exes.
No, there's a song. There's a song. Who was, Riley was listening to it and it was like.
That's why it triggered
He's
it.
Just an ex.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I hang out with them?
It was a weird question. Nothing.
And then she's like, it's the biggest lie that I've ever told.
Yes, but it was a weird question because it is a, I feel like we were fine, but like, I feel like that question could have caused some arguments in other couples, or depending on how you answered it or how I answered it, I think that would be very gray. So the question was, if you weren't in the picture,
if you died,
not just divorced.
Yeah, no. If I died, let's
if
be clear.
If you were dead,
I was in this.
Was there dead. An ex of mine who I like out of all my exes, who, if any, would I see myself potentially like rekindling something with? Like, would I be interested in?
Yeah.
I'm like, that is a loaded gun. Like,
you looked at me really weird when I asked that question.
Well, first of all, I was like, what the fuck? Are you wanting to get in an argument right now? It's such a weird question.
I didn't actually think it was a weird question until I saw your face.
But, well, because I was like, what the fuck? And so then I thought about it. I was like, honestly, truly, there isn't any one of my exes that I'd be like, you know what? I think he'd probably be a good word. No. Like, not that I, like, hate my exes or anything. It's just, like, I think about who I was when I was with them. My high school boyfriends, like, no. There's just, like, I didn't know them. I didn't even know myself. So I can't ever be like, I wonder who they'd be like. And like, I had like a couple really nice boyfriends. I really liked them, but like, I don't have a desire to be like, oh yeah, I think I'd see myself with them. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest, if we didn't get together, you would probably be my answer
Oh, thanks, babe.
But I wouldn't tell my fucking husband that. I wouldn't be like, you know, there's this guy that lived across the street from me. No, but there isn't anybody else. Like, I did say that one person, but I only dated him for a summer. And it's only because we never really got to know each other. And he was just a nice guy. And I really liked his family.
The reason that the question didn't seem like a, oh my God, this is going to be a fight question is because I was generally coming from like a really innocent place. And my question wasn't like, who of your ex-boyfriends are you still attracted to in such a way? But no, I can understand. I can understand how that went that way. What I was getting at is who in your life, when you dated them, because who knows what they're like now, right? Mm-hmm. So much life has happened since you would have dated anybody. We already just alluded to the fact that it's been at least 14 years since mm-hmm. you dated anybody else, it's myself wild. Included. Who did you have... Like where you are in your life right now with the kids, finances, all of those things, who in your life brought an element of joy that if I was gone, that kind of joy, if they ran into your life randomly,
right.
would be like, you know what? We really had a really good connection. Yeah. I laughed a lot with you, had a good time with you. It was easy to hang out with you. That was the kind of conversation that we had. It wasn't like, who are you DMing still that is an ex of yours that you think right off the bat it's this guy? That's not what I was saying. My question was who in your life brought something that you would probably want in your life again? Like my example was the girl that I had picked.
I know. You talk about her all the time and the sex was really good. So
this is awkward because I don't talk about her very often. I can't tell you the last time I talked about this human being.
No, you do. Like when we talk about exes, she's probably the one that you talk about the most.
This was a person.
But never, like, let me be clear.
Okay.
I'm not jealous about this.
Okay, good.
At all.
Because I haven't talked to this human being in 14
years. Not jealous about this, but this is probably an ex that you do talk about a lot. Like you guys had a lot of passion, but you were also super toxic at the same time.
Yeah, it was a, well, I wouldn't say it was a toxic relationship. It just wasn't, we were way, 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 like a high school girlfriend, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned, is way too young.
Agreed.
And in some cases, like your parents, they dated in high school and they got married, so it worked out for them. But a high school ex is really difficult to say, like, this was a healthy relationship or a non-healthy relationship as an adult. We just didn't get enough time to be adults. And I don't know this person as an adult.
I know. That's why I couldn't answer your question because I don't know them.
But my question, like my answer to it was like, if I look at my kids and I look at my career and I look at where I am in the world, this individual brought fun to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I would say is that's what I would probably be looking for from somebody. If you were gone, what would I need in a companion at this stage and time in my life?
Yeah.
Fun.
I would just highly recommend not having this conversation with your spouse.
It didn't work. It wasn't bad.
We have... Okay. I'm going to toot our own horn for a little
bit. All right. Toot it.
We have worked on our communication and our intentions and conversations for years. So I know that your question wasn't loaded with like... insecurity or an unanswering like a question that maybe you wanted to ask but then presented it this way. Like I know your intentions and we have really good communication. I'm just saying not everyone has that, and this could open up a can of worms. Because like what happens if I said somebody that you were not expecting and you were like, and now there was no seed, but now I was like, oh, there's a little seed planted. And then say for whatever fucking reason, the universe was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to put this person in front of us in a couple years. You're going to go right back to that conversation and you're going to be like,
there was something there.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just an unnecessary conversation.
Well,
I would maybe have it with your friends. Like, ask your girlfriend.
This question was asked so innocently that when you bring this up, it makes me think, oh, yeah, that really could have gone bad.
Yeah.
But I never thought of it going bad because there was no weight behind it.
I haven't slept in 24 hours.
It's been a long time since we had that conversation. But anyways, I would maybe... recommend not having that conversation with your partner.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But it is an interesting thought because if you think about it, if your partner were to disappear, like an alien just came and they're gone, right?
The leftovers.
Or they died or whatever. Life does go on. We had a conversation about death not too long ago. It may have even been last week. life does go on, right? And 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. So life does go on. And if your partner were to leave or if your partner were to pass away, you know, life does go on. And we're young, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We're not super young, but we're young. We're young enough to want to have other life come in.
Yeah.
And when I look at it, you got to think to yourself, okay, well, if your partner's gone, you either have people from your past, people currently in your life, or people you've never met that would fill that void. And when I look at the people in my life right now, there's nobody in my life right now that would fill that void. So mm-hmm. it would either have to come from the past or it'd have to come from someone I've never met before. And that's kind of...
And do you think if I died, you'd marry another person who has two kids? Or sorry, who has kids or no kids?
They have to have two.
No, I don't know why I made it two.
If they don't have two, I don't know if I can make it work.
No. Sorry, I just sketch. If I passed away, would you think that you would see yourself marrying somebody? I know we've briefly had this conversation. I'm having deja vu. That was also a widower or divorced. Like, I think I'd have a really hard time remarrying somebody that has an ex. Like, I have to be like, listen,
your spouse has to be dead.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks?
What, you're not into it? It's not not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all-natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice. Because I just don't know how I would deal with like back and forth of the kids and like having that. It's just never a relationship or never a situation that I've ever had to be in. And at this point in my life, like, I think I'd just be like, I don't want to deal with that.
Well, I look at, you know what, I tip my hat to any person who is in a relationship that is parenting kids that were not biologically theirs.
We were just talking
from
about
a relationship
this.
With your partner's mm-hmm. previous relationship.
And these parents are incredible.
I'm not talking adoption. I'm talking you entered into a person's life who had a previous life with an individual who had children.
There's a lot of
that
dynamics.
And that person's still alive.
Yes, it's a lot.
I tip my hat to anyone because there's so much to it.
Yeah.
The parents and the relationships that we've seen that have worked, mm-hmm. I'm always so like, wow.
I know.
That's very mature of them.
It's so mature because we know a lot of people
yeah.
who this is happening to. And I always just look at them like, that's amazing because there's just so many emotions that need to be managed in every aspect, like the children, yours, your new spouse, their ex, their new partner. Like, I feel like it would just be like a constant, like, Ferris wheel of like rotating emotions. Like, who do we have to manage today? It's just a lot.
Well, I can tell you as a father who, I'm going to answer your question. Okay. I do promise to answer your question. As a father who prides himself on being a good father, it would be very difficult for me to see another man father or parent my children.
Yeah.
And I would hope that he was amazing.
Amazing. I know. It's like a double-edged sword.
And then
at
the same token, it'd be like,
why are you so
fuck
amazing?
You, man. Why are you, so amazing? Like, fucking I want dick. Him to be an amazing partner
you dumb
to you.
Bitch.
And I want, as a way back playback, I want him to be an amazing partner to you. And I want him to be an amazing parent to my kids. Yeah. And at the same token, that would be really hard for me.
Yeah.
The other side of it is he's crappy and he's a really shitty father to my parents. And then I'd have a serious problem with that.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to win in my books. So whoever marries you after me, sorry.
Good luck.
I'm not going to be easy to deal with. I'm going to try to be easy to deal with, but I know
whoever
I'm not going to be easy.
Whoever marries you after me.
So to answer your question, I feel like the easiest I just became Mike Tyson.
The
easiest path for me to remarry a woman is to marry a widower.
Yeah.
And the reason being,
do you think they have like online forms for that?
There should be.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is because I'm not one. Yeah. So it'd be weird for me to just be online chatting with them.
Right.
It'd be like an episode of Wedding Crashers where they do the funeral crashing with Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Great cameo, by the way. And the reason being is a divorcee and a widower have two completely different views on life.
Yes.
Going back to the conversation of being with someone who has a partner, that would be difficult for me too, because now how much dad do I be to these kids, right?
Without being like offensive.
And I want to be as much of a dad to those kids as I am to my kids, because that's the fair thing to do.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want is for these new children who I've chose to bring into my life to feel like they're not the same children that I have.
I know.
And at the same token, I don't want my kids to feel like I'm more of a parent to theirs. There's a lot to it. So if you were to pass away, I'd like to find someone who also lost their husband so that the two of us can
share in that grief a little bit.
Share in the grief,
yeah.
Right? Because it's really difficult for me to marry somebody who hasn't lost a spouse.
Yeah.
How would they fully understand
that
I still mourn
me.
You
yeah.
and I still love you?
You still masturbate to me.
Yeah. Well, because I still have the videos that you sent me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say love the masturbation videos of you just watching yourself masturbate. I'm like, what do you
I have
mean?
Videos of me masturbating.
That's what I thought you said. I was like, what do you mean?
You've I don't taken... own any videos of me masturbating.
That's why I thought it was weird, but you meant I've sent you sexy videos.
You've sent me sexy videos, and I would probably use those videos.
Can you imagine if the new one?
Well, that's a really good topic.
That's so interesting.
Because.
Okay.
Because
you can't be pissed because you're also like, I don't know, man. Now I'm trying to put myself in new wife situation. If I married a dude whose wife passed away and we were together for a while and I walked in and he was masturbating to videos of his dead wife.
Don't look at it like that. Don't say it like that. He's
masturbating. Well, how else would it be?
He's just masturbating to videos of his ex. Because there's nothing wrong with masturbating to porn, but this isn't porn. This is personal.
I know. That's why I feel like I would be like, I don't know how I feel about this because I want to honor his
horniness.
Grief and his horniness. And he obviously loved
grief.
The shit out of his wife, but he also has a huge, like an
huge
alive,
dick.
An alive,
a huge dick and he needs to use it.
Yes. A live human here. Then it's weird. Like I would be like, if he's masturbating to porn, I don't care. But if it's his ex-wife who's passed away, I don't know how I would feel. I don't even have. I'd have a right to feel bad.
Let's start with this because we'll dissect this and then we'll add a layer to it. This is good. This is such an organic conversation.
Bizarre.
We've been at this for 18 minutes and not one of these subject matters we brought up before we started here.
That's like
anyways,
Jake was like, all you
Jake's
need
like,
is
just,
one thing.
Just give him one. Just give him one. So, okay. So here, listen. How upset would you be today?
Today.
Now I don't because I lived in a world where this didn't happen before us.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But next generation, so many people have videos of their exes, right?
Yeah.
That's just kind of sexting and texting is a normal form of communicating today. So many people have a database of previous girlfriends or boyfriends. How pissed would you be if you found out that I was masturbating to an old video of an ex-girlfriend of mine?
Like who isn't dead?
She's alive.
I'd be fucking furious.
Furious.
And I can confidently tell you that every single woman, that's a blanketed statement, 99% of women would be like, absolutely the fuck not.
Okay. So
if she
does
was
it
dead,
change if she's yeah, dead?
I don't know. I think it does a little bit because I think part of you is like, maybe overcompensating in your anger of jealousy, and your brain is like, whoa, give them some grace. They passed away because they haven't fully, they couldn't get, like, they didn't have a choice. They weren't like choosing to get over this person. Like they just, they left. Mm. Right. So I think I would still be upset. I think it would also determine like how recent the passing was. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you're remarried. So I'm assuming it would be some time ago.
Yeah. Like I think I would be upset about it, but yeah. I think I would be a little more, I would also have understanding, but I would be upset.
Well,
like,
cause
it's not
me,
like I can be like, well, why don't you go be with her?
Yeah.
Right.
Can't.
Like unless you're into
she's
necromancy,
deceased.
You can't really do that.
So here's,
wait,
here's
necromancy?
Necromancy.
What's the one where you have sex with dead people or is that when you fall asleep? No, that's narcolepsy.
Necrophilia.
Yes, yeah, but I think it's necromancy as well.
What's the form of doing either. It?
Yeah, I anyways. Think that's it. Like, okay, it doesn't anyways, matter. Why would they make those words so close together? A narcoleptic?
Well, because
and necromancer?
They're out and they're out. Like they're
yeah,
not,
but one of them's being fucked.
They're not together. They're not here. They're in.
Hi, I have a anyways. Disease. Oh, it's
anyways,
a necromancer.
Anyways, I will tell you, you never asked me, but I will answer the question as if you did.
Okay. okay.
For me, oh, I can tell you my ego,
yeah.
my ego
yeah.
that I own
yes.
would not do well in that scenario
yeah.
because it would make me feel like I'm not enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? Like you miss his dick.
But I think like you could also say, like say the person who's
like,
doing
like I can't
that,
have his dick.
I think the person could spin it like.
Especially if it was a, if I came in and it was a huge dick, I would be so mad.
But like,
I'm like,
okay,
fuck that guy's fucking huge dick.
But hear me out. I think like if this person,
sorry for the excessive swearing,
masturbating to their dead spouse,
deceased
spouse.
Yeah.
What happens if they're like, I know this is fucked up, but part of me still feels this connect. It's more about the connection, and like I know this is fucked up, and I'm gonna stop. I am really going so into this. But like maybe they're like it's not so
much about I'm going to start making you videos just in case I pass away. I want you to have a whole database of Brian
it's
dick.
Not so much about like the dick. It's more just about like the memory and the experience you had in this connection with your deceased partner. Would that like ease it a little bit?
Does it would it I think well
like I think
here's
that everyone has the right to be upset regardless. I just think that if you were giving the two options, if the X was still alive, everyone's going to have the right to be like, absolutely not. Like, go fuck yourself. We're not going to be together. If their ex has passed away, I think most people would have an understanding or even just like a little reprieve to like approach this situation a little bit differently.
I would say
still,
that if
still
you fine. Had videos of your deceased partner, either individually or the both of you
yeah.
together, I would say if you still desire to watch those videos,
yeah.
you 100% need to tell the partner that you're with that you have them and that you sometimes watch them. Because if they ever caught you with them, it's an entirely different situation.
Yeah, like I wouldn't, if someone was like, you need to delete, like say we have videos of us having sex.
Yeah. We don't, but we really should.
I feel like I would, like if my partner, if my new partner was like, you need to delete those, like if you passed away, I would say no. I'd say, fuck you. I'm not deleting them. Like it's part of me. Mm-hmm. I can say that. I don't need to be watching them all the time, but like, I'm not going to lie. Maybe every once in a while, once a year on our anniversary, I might watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too. Don't worry. Everyone actually stinks and it's normal to have body odor just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay. Thank you for that. But the best part is you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi whole body deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
So yeah. Weird. Okay, can I tell you a story that has nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about?
Oh, really, yeah, quickly? Of course. You can tell me whatever you want. This is your show.
So this weekend we went to this really pretty cottage on the lake type thing. It was an Airbnb. So when we were there, I went with a bunch of girlfriends, and one of them, Kristen, she's very intuitive. Like, she does tarot reading and whatever, and she has a space. So is Bobby, actually. They both have just like an affinity to like energy and stuff. We went in super like not negative energy, like really, really nice, almost like home and like warmth and like family home. And so it was such a nice space. And then we look and there's old pictures of the space before they kind of like renovated it. And so the last night, on Saturday night, we're all sitting in this little cozy like living room area, and I'm talking, I don't even know who I was talking to. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I this is so fucked up. I'm in the middle of talking and then I glitched. And then I was like, well, what about those two people? Okay. I don't even remember saying this. And then Kristen looks at me and she's like, what? I'm like, what? And she's like, what two people are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, you just said, what about those two people? And like, I looked off into the distance and I'm like, I'm like, I don't really remember doing that. And she was like, okay. And then a couple other times throughout the night, weird like matrix glitches started to happen. Like, we heard the doorbell ring a couple times, never rang. We sang a line in a song.
I don't think that's the Matrix.
But then yeah. Like, we were singing lyrics to a song, and so we sang the lyrics, and then the verse came right after. We were like, no, like, we heard the music while it was happening, and then it came.
Was there any 420 involved?
No, this was on Saturday. Like, oh, okay. Okay, so this is the weird part. Yeah. So
I think the weird part was pointing to two people that weren't there. Let's just start off with your story started off with the weird part.
That didn't even register to me. I was just like, okay, that's super weird. Then I was talking to the owner of the Airbnb. On Instagram. I was like, she's like, oh, I hope you had so much fun. And then I messaged her. I said, we had such a good time. I said, it was such a warm, loving space.
Lovely to meet the two people.
I said, this is such a warm, loving space. I'm like, it really just feels like a family and like parental love. And she's like, I'm so happy that you said this. Like, my parents passed away and it was their place. They passed away a couple of years ago. And like, I've kept the space like for them and turned it into an Airbnb. And then Kristen turns around because we're in the car. She's like, the two people. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I didn't even realize that might have been that connection without even realizing that was the connection. The goosebumps that I know this sounds ridiculous. So like, now I'm saying it out loud. But the goosebumps that happened when we put two and two together were so crazy. Like, it was just a moment of, huh.
It's remarkable.
Because it really was like a very nice energy of like parental family and like a home and a cottage that you'd go to every summer. You jump in the lake, you wake up in the morning, you smell eggs and bacon, and like, there's orange juice on it. Like, it was so vivid. Yeah, well, so vivid.
You had all of those.
Yeah, I know. But that's just, no, but that's like the feeling that I was getting, but like, remember, like, almost feeling it as if I was a child,
you know.
I also felt a presence in the room every night, which also kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Were you in the master, or I guess they call it the primary now?
I don't know which was which.
Oh, you should ask her which one was her parents' room.
But it wasn't just me. Bobby also felt like she had somebody watching her.
Really?
Yeah,
I think it's remarkable. I just imagine, like, my mom and dad, I know your parents do as well, but I'm specifically speaking about my parents. My mom and dad, they purchased that house for family events. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ask my mom, why would you go from the house that you were in to this house, as opposed to like right sizing, you went like the opposite, yeah. Right? It's because my mom envisions the kids running down the stairs at Christmas with the presents and the kids running around, and like, that whole house is set up to bring family together. Mm-hmm. I feel like if my parents were to pass away and we kept that house, I feel like that would be the place they'd hang out all the time. Because my mom always talks about that house whenever she goes there, whenever she goes away on vacation and she comes back home, she feels like her home is a place where she can vacation. It's like a cottage for her, right? So I feel like my parents have so much pride in the house that they live in, that that would be where they would stay and where they would retire to. And if someone were to purchase that, or let's say you Airbnb'd it, if my sisters and I decided to keep the house and we Airbnb'd it, I think my parents are such welcoming people that they would want families there. They would want friends there. They would want good times there. I know my dad would party like crazy in the afterlife with people that were at his house, because that's the environment that my family created. So the fact that you stayed at someone's house and they had their parents there and that was their place for them and you got to experience is really cool to do that. But it reminds me, and this is a conversation that we were going to have on this podcast, but I didn't really know how we were going to have this. And I don't really want to spend too much time on it because this has been a fun podcast, an unexpectedly strange podcast now that I think about it. But you know what I thought about and I've been thinking about lately, and all the conversations I've been having with people lately have been this way. So I don't know if I'm creating it or if it's just in the space. But do you remember growing up how many of your friends' parents or at least people you knew had cottages?
I don't really recall, like, no. Like, we went camping a lot.
I know you guys went camping.
But I don't know.
We never had a cottage.
I don't know any of my friends.
But I knew a lot of people who had cottages.
I didn't.
There's a lot of cottages out there, so a lot of people have cottages. Yeah, whether they're big, huge, or small, it doesn't really matter. A lot of people had a second place to go to outside of their house for weekends.
Yeah.
Trailers, cottages. Like, a lot of people I know had them. I don't know anybody outside of my sister and brother-in-law that have a cottage now. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody my age that I know has a cottage.
That at least isn't in part ownership with it, or their parents' cottage or in the family cottage.
Yeah.
Because we do people know
have,
some people.
I know people who have family cottages that they either purchased with their parents or inherited from their parents. But that
makes sense.
Parents.
Everything's like...
The cot. This is what I'm getting at.
Nobody can afford anything.
This is what I'm getting at. And I don't want to be... I don't want to nail this too much or talk about this too much, but we were talking about our grocery bill.
Yeah.
I said to you the other day, yesterday when you came back, I said, what was our grocery bill? And you're like, oh, it was like $300 or whatever. And then you gave me the app from Walmart. Now this is Walmart.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
We switched from Zayers to Walmart
to save money.
We were spending like $4.50 and I'm like, where the fuck are all the groceries?
And so you gave me your app and I looked at the history and we spend on average $300 a week on groceries.
And we're not even buying like excessive stuff.
No lobsters, no crab.
It's the basics.
Yeah.
Basic food. And that doesn't even include meat because you did your... Because
I did
farm to table type thing.
Farm to table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did the farm to table thing.
No, it's like a freezer full of meat for a year.
Yeah.
From a farm, like a local...
Yes.
Local meat. Anyways, yes, you're right. Everything's so much. $300.
So that's $1,200. Yeah, that's $1,200 after taxes.
And that's on the low end.
That is.
Which is wild.
That's not going out for dinner.
No.
That's not entertainment. That's just basic groceries. The sandwiches, meats, breads, pastas. Like, that's not excessive grocery shopping. That's not entertaining grocery shopping.
Pasta.
You say pasta?
I'm like, what do you want to eat for any guys? Pasta? I'd say pasta, I guess.
I think I say pasta.
You do say pasta.
Well, I just said pasta.
Oh, this is weird sounding.
Anyways, pasta. But you're talking basic groceries, $300, $1,200. Do the math on that.
You do the math.
I just did.
I don't know.
You're spending over $14,000.
Oh my God.
A year on groceries.
Pasta.
$14,000 a year on groceries.
It's fucking wild.
What on earth is happening in this country? I just saw, and I think I sent it to you. I know I sent it to my dad. I just saw a study because they were talking about, oh, the GDP is this and this and that, and Canada's growing and we should be happy. Did you know that the medium income in Canada, medium meaning like the middle income in this country, is actually gone down in the last 2 years?
No.
It's gone down. You know, the average income in Canada is under $80,000, and you're spending $12,000 to $14,000 a year on basic groceries.
Yeah,
the average cost of a house today, the average cost of a house today is over $750,000 in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
$750,000. Why are we here? So if you look at the cost of living,
yeah,
mortgage, and all of that fun stuff, food and mortgage is over 100% of your income.
Yes.
In Ontario.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Those two things, food and mortgage, shelter and food, is more than 100% of any the disposable utilities. Income.
Okay. You're right. I don't want to go too far into this. Is I want to hear about this.
What is happening?
Let's move.
You know how many people are leaving this country? They're choosing to leave.
Costa Rica here is nice.
A G7 Portugal. Country. Portugal, Costa Rica, Mexico. People are leaving this country.
Let's hear about this book.
Okay. So this is another thing that I think is wrong with this world today.
I thought we were ending on like good
stuff. No.
I'll tell you like three of the funny things from last week.
This is funny too, but this is like, it doesn't need to be funny. Why are we having these things? But anyways, go ahead. Tell us the things.
No, you can. I'm going to end with that so I can end and you don't have to steal the ending.
So there's this like wave. And listen, I realize that I'm going to be on one side of the equation here. And the other side's probably going to be offended by what I have to say to a certain degree here.
Here we go.
But can I just say, as a father of two, at some point in time, we've got to recognize that we need to protect our children just a little bit. Just a little bit with some of the stuff that's being thrown in here. This is a children's book that just came out. Now, I recognize that it's funny.
Okay.
Please realize that I'm a humorous individual and I think this is funny. I also don't think it's necessary. This book is called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here's how the book is read. Brenda has a beaver and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may be, her beaver is a mess. Brenda's beaver is big. Brenda's beaver is hairy. Every guy who's seen it says Brenda's beaver is scary. Brenda took her beaver to a swim at the lake. By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake. She stuffed her furry mound into a swimsuit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute.
Oh, that's funny.
Some who saw it laughed, others just stunned. Brenda's beaver was hanging out, soaking up the sun.
Is this a picture book?
Yes. Okay. I hope it doesn't seem pushy, said her biker friend named Kim. Your beaver is too bushy. We just think it needs a trim. Savannah pulled down her beaver back and showed off what she had done. Hers has a nice long landing patch and looks like it'd be fun.
Okay, I get the point. You don't have to read the whole book.
Anyways, it continues to go on, but it's important to note. Yes, it's important to know that everything that Brenda's wearing, outfit-wise, so too is this beaver that she has on a leash.
Yeah.
And then her friends cover up her beaver because they think we don't want everyone to see your beaver. And you see this beaver covered up in the exact same outfit. There's no way on earth that this book is not about Brenda's vagina.
Yeah, okay. So here's my question, though. Is this book, because we have we have a book that I got for Cooper when he was three on Diggers, and it's called like Ho or something, whatever. And it's for the parents. Like, there's so many funny situations about that only the parents would know. And Cooper just thinks it's a construction book. Okay. Yeah. So is that what this is too? Because this book clearly isn't for kids who would understand it enough. Like, that's not going to be for teenagers, because then that would bring shame.
Well, here's the thing. The final picture of the book is Brenda shaves her beaver. Mm-hmm. And the picture of her is standing at the beach with her one leg up. People are now staring at her with her one leg propped up like Captain Morgan's.
Yeah.
Showing off her beaver. And beside her is her trimmed beaver.
Yeah. So I get it, but I'm just saying, like, is it that serious? Like, is this book just kind of being like, hey, we know that you have a 2-year-old and this is a cheeky little book for you guys to read. And it's almost like between parents, they have this like inside joke. Like, is it that? Because I don't give a shit about that. Like, who cares?
See, if this book was found at a novelty store.
Yeah, which I would think it would
be a funny book to give an adult.
That book would never be in a library.
That book is in a library. No. It's a Scholastic book.
No, it's not. It's not. You just made that up.
I did.
It's not the Scholastic Book Fair. No, I think that's a novelty book. I think that's a book that you would get on Amazon. It's like one of those funny, like, go the fuck to sleep books. Like, only the parents would understand. So I don't think it's like that serious. But if it was a book that was meant for preteens, tweens, teens, then I would be like, no, because it's attaching so much shame around a hairy bush. Like, and maybe some people are into that.
Like, there's a bunch of people reading this and they can't stop laughing at it. It's like, do you remember that woman who read the donkey book?
Yes.
The Wonky Donkey.
Wonky Donkey Bear.
Wonky Donkey Bear. Yes. That was funny.
Yes.
And that was great. Yes. This book here is sold for children. And I see the humor in it. I get the humor in it. It's extremely funny. But I also don't think it, I also question why is it written? Like, what's the point of writing it?
I think it's just for the parents.
It's 100% for the parents, yeah. But it's not for the parents. It's not a kid. It's not an adult book. It's a kid's book.
Yeah, I think it's like that Digger book that we were like the Digger and the Hoe. Either way, I don't think it's that serious.
At least the Digger and the Hoe book has a story that the kids can follow that makes sense.
So does this.
The Digger Cooper got stuck snow and had to get the hoe Cooper to get him out.
Would have no idea.
But the snow is white powder. It's supposed to. We read it as Kokenya.
This book would never be like Riley would understand the innuendos here.
That's what I'm saying. They're not innuendos anymore. They're factual.
Okay.
There's pictures of her lifting up her leg and showing off her hairy bush. But
that's why you wouldn't read it to Riley. That book would never be read to Riley. She would be like, why the fuck are we reading this picture?
I don't know. I just think we need to protect our kids a little bit.
I think you're overthinking.
I might be overthinking it, but like, why write a book like that?
To make parents laugh in the thick of the chaos.
Okay. Parenting is hard. Read a book about pussies.
Yes.
I think Canadians are the only ones that call it a beaver.
I think
Americans call it a beaver.
The last week,
the British call it a beaver. Okay, so a lot of people call it a beaver. Okay, well, it's a beaver.
Last week when we asked for funny sex stories,
yes,
I didn't read them all, and some of them are like funny. So I just want to give a little bit of a shout out to some of these. Somebody said that she broke two ribs rolling off of the bed, and she was so embarrassed she told everybody she fell down the stairs.
She was having sex, fell off the bed, and broke a rib.
Broke two.
Do you remember that one time I fell ass backwards off the bed? Yes,
and it was the funniest fucking moment we've ever had in like, funniest fucking moment.
Yeah, literally a funniest fucking moment. Brenda's beaver.
Yeah, that was like, I think it's just because you were naked and like the sheets went and like everything was like, ugh. Okay. Well, anyways.
Picture a grown ass man, ass over tea kettle, naked.
This is awful. Super spicy.
That's a weird view.
Super spicy jalapeno sauce still on his fingers did not mix well with my taco. If you know, you know. Oh God, that would be so spicy. God. In that same sentence, somebody said that they thought they were pumping the lube on the side of the bed and it was fucking hand sanitizer. The burning that would feel. Yeah, oh my that would, God.
But I will say that that's a short-lived pain.
Hand sanitizer?
Yeah, hand sanitizer doesn't burn. Like, open up a cut on your hand, put hand sanitizer on it. It hurts, but it only stings for like
5 seconds. Yeah, but like that would be inside me. Like, what was it like?
5 seconds of burn, Brittany. Some of the stories that we got there were about like A535.
Yeah.
Now, A535's got staying power.
Yeah.
If you rub A535 on your balls, it is like 30 minutes of uncomfortable, intense burning. That's not good.
She literally even says it's not funny and I'm laughing. She's like, it's not funny, but I had a seizure while riding. She's like, seizures are frequent for me. Can you imagine how traumatizing that would be?
That's something you gotta tell your partner.
If you were like having sex with somebody and like they had a seizure and you're like, I'm that good. I'm that good.
Wow, okay. so orgasmic that you're like, because you know how sometimes the body convulses, the leg starts to shake?
And you're like, I'm the
fucking man.
Like, I'm actually seizuring.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one that I was like, how the fuck do you recover from this? Okay. These people said their daughter was under the friggin' bed and stayed silent until after it was finished. Can you imagine if a small little human
I need came to know how old the daughter was
underneath the bed? Oh my God. First of all, I'd be like, Damon. And then I would be like,
I need to know how old the daughter was.
How much therapy are we going to have to do after this?
So I got a story to share with you. Wild. And we're going to have to cut this podcast up a little bit.
This can be the last.
This is, so when we were talking about Dave, right, the other day, I was talking to Fraser. This is my favorite Dave Cleverly story that didn't involve Dave, but involved Dave.
Okay.
And it could be a movie. And it's one of the worst things that have ever happened. So Dave, Fraser, myself, we're at Clev's house. And Dave got this call from this girl that he had been talking to. Now, we were under the impression that they were fornicating. He said they were fornicating, but she adamantly denied that they were fornicating.
Okay.
So anyways, she's coming over because she wants to hang out. So Frazier and I say, okay, well, no problem. We'll go over to the Queens, which is a restaurant up there, right, or a bar up the road. It's not there anymore. So we went over to the Queens. So she comes over. We're at the Queens. We're having a drink, whatever. I don't know if it was Frazier's idea or if it was my idea.
Hold on. I just want to make sure I'm following. So Dave said that this girl's coming over, so you guys got to go.
We didn't have to go.
No, but that was like, you guys were like,
bro code for like, listen.
But he said like, she's coming over.
She's coming over. Okay. So we're like, yeah, we'll give you your time. We'll give you your time.
Okay.
So we went over to the Queens. We're hanging out, had a couple of beers, whatever. We thought she's probably over now. It would be a really good idea because the way that their backyard went, it was like a walkout basement. So there's a hill to the basement.
Yeah.
We thought we could sneak into the basement and we could validate whether or not they were having sex. Because keep in mind, we're young idiots, right? This is what young boys do.
Oh my God.
And so we thought it was a great idea. So we sneak to the house. We go to the backyard. Sure enough, the back door's open. We sneak in and we're listening, whatever. Can't hear anything. Well, for some reason, so his older sister moved back into the house. She was in university, moved back into this parents' house, and she had the basement bedroom. Well, she had a Canon camera there, right? And so Frazier said, we should catch him in the act, right? Because this is, again, what two idiot guys do. So we then take this camera from his sister's bedroom, and we're ready to catch him in the act. All of a sudden, we hear someone come in the front door and we hear Dave and this girl talking to this other girl, which we knew immediately was Dave's sister. So we said, oh shit, like we're in the basement. We're stuck in the basement. We don't want them to know that we're in the basement. Let's hide. So where would you hide in the basement? If you could hide in a basement,
a closet, you hid under the bed,
the closet, under the bed. No, we hid in the fucking shower. So we're in the shower. Keep in mind, Frazier's got a Canon camera in his hand.
Oh my God.
And we're in the shower. Well, Dave's sister comes downstairs because that's where she lives. And one of the things that people do when they get home from a long car ride is they go to the washroom. She goes into the bathroom. Now, what do we say? Do we say, hey, we're in here? No. No, we do not say we're in here. We stay quiet. So she goes to the washroom and we hear her going to the washroom. Well, now we're stuck. We've got a camera in our hands. We're stuck in the shower. God. And directly across from us is her. Either I or Frazier did a little whimper. Yeah. And all we heard was, hello? And out come two dudes with a camera.
My God, that's running so disturbing.
Out. Now, we were embarrassed. We were so embarrassed.
Clearly.
But now, as an adult, I recognize how bad that probably would have looked for her.
100%.
So Frazier and I were talking about this. There's no way she thought we weren't in there to do what we were doing. Like, she has no idea why we were in there, and we never told her why we were in there.
You just let her sit with the imagination of it.
We left. We straight up left.
Did you tell Dave?
We told Dave later, I hope he told her. But
and did you see her after that? Was it weird? Like the first time you saw her?
You and I went to her wedding.
I know, obviously, but like, I mean, the next time you saw her after this event, were you
never
like,
brought it up again?
Did she treat you any differently?
I don't think so. I think she was great about it, but I'm just trying to think.
Wow.
I'm guessing Dave obviously had to tell her because we weren't there for that.
Yeah.
We certainly weren't there for that. But the idea that two boys were in a shower with a camera in her bathroom.
Yeah, it looks real bad.
It looks terrible.
Real bad.
It's like the worst scenario that could ever happen.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories of all time. But one of the worst scenarios that ever happened.
I love it.
Well, we could have gone to jail.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a good story.
Cheers.
Yeah. Peace out.
Have a good day.
Sorry about that.
Hey, everyone. I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists.
Owners of The Therapy Group.
And hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week, we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout.
Making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.